Chapter 4. The great hall of Summer's Edge Keep was alive with activity that late morning. Richard had already broken his fast earlier that day, but he'd grown increasingly fond of food and ale, and he ate heartily of bread and cheese and honey while he surveyed his motley household. Simon of Navarre barely touched the food in front of him. He had few weaknesses, and food and drink were not numbered among them. He was far more interested in observing the inhabitants of the keep and their relationships with their lord and master. Richard the Fair wasn't quite a prince, though he doubtless wished he were. Second cousin to Henry III, the boy king, he could trace his lineage back to William the Conqueror, but then so could countless others. He had a household of more than 200 strong, knights and squires, family members and retainers, soldiers and servants, and of course, the castle magician. The wizard, the monster who haunted the corridors and frightened small children, the Grendel. Simon of Navarre kept his expression calm and clear, ignoring the wary glances, the furtive crossing motions when his gaze would happen to drift across some hapless soul. Even the knights, stalwart and fearless in battle, would do their best to avoid his path. Men like Sir Thomas de Rymer would rather face a dozen battle axes than the spawn of the devil. It was Sir Thomas who particularly amused Simon of Navarre. Sir Thomas, with the whoring wife and the stern morality. Sir Thomas, who never sinned and yet managed to spend a goodly time confessing to Brother Jerome his slightest transgressions. Simon of Navarre had observed the look in Thomas's eyes when he first gazed on Richard's sisters. The pain and the longing, quickly repressed when Claire had moved into view, followed by disapproval as fierce as Thomas's courage. Which would prove stronger, Thomas's stern morals or Claire's wild beauty? The conflict would be interesting over the next few weeks.